亲爱的巴父神，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你召聚这么多的弟兄姐妹还有朋友们来到你的圣殿当中。
Well, you have called our brothers and sisters and friends to your temple.
谢谢你再来一次的洁净我们的心。
May you cleanse our heart again.
让我们能够来到你的面前，主啊，能够来赞美，来得着洁净。
So we can praise and be cleansed before you.
我们感谢你，求你纪念以下的时间，再来帮助我们，借着你的话语。
We pray that again through your word, you help us in the following time.
让我们能够从你的话语当中来认识到你向我们再一次向我们说话。
So that you can speak to us through your words.
我们将这一切的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
So we pray this all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天所要分享的这个题目是听见就是顺从，在耶利米书35:1-19。
So the topic for our sermon today is to hear is to obey, which came from Jeremiah chapter 35.
可能有些弟兄姐妹一生当中都还没有读过一次哈。
Many of you probably haven't read this through once.
那我们慢慢来看一下，所以你们可能要翻开你们的圣经，我们一起来看这里面的一些经文，不然的话你们可能不太清楚我在讲到哪一个部分。
So you may have to turn up your Bible so you know where I am.
首先我想讲一个故事。
So I'd like to tell you a story first.
有一个家人里面，他有一个小孩子来到他们家里面找他的，小朋友来到他们家里面找他们的孩子。
So, there's a kid came to a household to play with the kids there.
当然，这个父母亲就端了一盘的这个糖果给这个小孩子来吃。
So the host, the parents, bought out a plate of candies to share with the kids.
我相信这个小孩子对他们来讲。其实这是一个很大的一个诱惑，他一定是非常喜欢来吃这个东西。
So I believe the candies are they are very tempting to the kids.
但是没想到这个小孩子对他的这个父母亲，这个他的朋友的这个父母亲讲说，这个我的爸爸妈妈不允许我吃这个糖果。
Unexpectedly, the kid said to the host, saying that my parents don't want me to eat candies.
然后他就拒绝了，同时呢。他也提醒他这个父母亲，这对父母亲讲说，他必须要早一点回去，不能待得太晚。
So this kid rejected the offer and said he needs to go back early.
然后在这个生活当中，在这个过程当中，他也是非常一个懂礼貌的一个小孩子。
So throughout the whole time, he has been a very polite kid.
我相信这个家里面的这个主人，这对夫妻一定会讲到说，这个小孩子是非常好的，很有教养的小孩子。
So I think the husband, wife, the host must feel that this kid is well educated.
而且是很听父母亲的话，同时我相信，这个他们是非常喜欢这个小孩子的。
So I believe they feel that the kid honored their parents and they like the kid very much.
然后呢，他甚至都会跟他自己的孩子讲说：“你看看这个小孩子。”希望我的小孩子也是像他一样。
So they may even tell their kids saying that this is your model, this is your a good example.
那我们今天这一段的经文里面所讲的原则，就是像这样子的情形。
So the story, the principle behind today's message is something like this.
那我今天分享的信息是这个听见就是顺从。
So today's message is to hear is to obey.
听见不是像耳边风，听了以后就让它过去。不是随随便便听一听，听完了就随便可以打打折扣去做这些事情，然后就这样子而已。
So hearing it shouldn't be like the words falling on the deaf ears, not something that you listen to it carelessly, or it's not something after you listen to it, you don't carry out the instructions.
真正的听见就是顺从，真正的听见就是顺从有行动。是一个完全的顺从。
So the true hearing is to obey the instruction, is to take actions and also obey completely.
我们来从这个里面来看一下这个我们从这边来看一下这个 我们来看一下这一段的经文里面有分三段来看哈。第一段讲到是神 喜悦听而顺从的人。
So we break the verses into three sections. The first part is God like those who are obedient.
人都喜欢别人顺从他。
People likes to like other people to be obedient to themselves.
那常常有的时候是因为他希望自己人家被尊重有权柄的原因。
Because they expect other people to respect the authority.
但是神希望能够人能够顺从他的原因是因为爱的原因。
But God wants us to obey him is out of the love.
我们从第二段再来看一下神厌恶不听从他的人。
But God dislikes those who does not obey.
第三段我们来看一下神赏赐顺从他的人。
And the third section is about God rewards those who obey.
我们今天的信息是在耶利米书三十五章一到十九节，在大家看这段经文之前，我们先来了解一下这个经文的背景。
So we're going to go through the whole chapter 35 from 1 through 19. Before we go into the text, we'd like to tell you a little bit background about the message.
这个大卫之后的以色列分成两个国家。
So after King David, Israel broke into two countries, two nations.
一个是北国，一个是南国。
So there were northern kingdom and also southern kingdom.
北国是以色列，南国是犹大国。
So northern kingdom is called Israel, and the southern kingdom is called Judah.
北国的以色列是在西元前722年的时候就亡国了。
So around 722 BC, northern kingdom was destructed.
南国
destroyed, yeah.
南国犹大国的话是在之后大概将近两百多年一两百年之后才亡国的。
So about 2 years later, the Southern Kingdom was went into ruin after also.
那在这个南国犹大国要亡国的时候，到了这个约雅敬，就是我们这个三十五章第一节里面提到这个约雅敬这个王的时候，是在巴比伦要亡被巴比伦亡国之前的最后的四个王当中的一个。
So when it comes to the story today, the king Jehoiakim is also the last one of the last four kings just before they were destroyed.
耶利米他这个是一位先知，他事实上是在经历犹大王国的过程当中的一位先知。
So Jeremiah is one of the prophets who went through this destruction of the southern kingdom.
我们再回来看一下，在列王记的这个下里面第九章里面有提到。这个有以色列的王是有一个王跟王后是非常邪恶的，就是亚哈和耶洗别。
So in the Second King chapter 9, it talks about there were there is a very evil king and also a queen that is Ahab and Jezebel.
这位北国的这个王亚哈娶了这个非常这个邪恶的这个西顿王的女儿耶洗别，一同来敬拜所谓的巴利，就是这个迦南地的偶像。
So the northern kingdom, King Ahab married Jezebel, and they went to worship Baal together.
他建了许多的巴利的庙，同时豢养了这个巴利，敬拜这个巴利偶像的先知有四百五十个人。甚至杀了许多神的这个仆人跟先知。
So he built a lot of temple for Baal and also had prophets for the false god, about 450 of them.
然后这个神就让以利亚差遣一个他的一个一位去告另外一位以色列的王叫做耶户。
So God led Elijah to anoint another person called Jehu to be the king of Israel.
Jehu 就将这个亚哈和耶洗别给他杀了。
And Jehu killed both King Ahab and also Jezebel.
那最后接下来这个耶户成为这个以色列王以后，就想到一个办法，然后呢想要除去这些巴利的这些先知。
So Jehu came up with a plot to kill all the prophets of the false god Baal.
对，他们就把这些拜巴利的人，全部是专的拜巴利人，放在这个巴利的庙里面。
So they called them into this Baal temple to be all together.
他们说不要有其他的人在那里。
So they said no one other than people worship Baal should be in there.
结果就关起门来以后呢，让这个爱神的这些人进去，把所有的这些拜巴力的人杀掉。
So then close they lock the door and then kill people in there.
这个耶户这个王当时候。就是和利甲的儿子约拿达在一起去做这件事情的。
So, when this is was happening, that is when Jehu working together with Jehonadab, who is the son of Rechab.
这个利甲的儿子约拿达就是我们在读这一个里面的第六节里面这个利甲的约拿达。
So this Jehonadab, what's his name again?
Yehu.
Jehonadab is the one that what we are reading this in Jeremiah.
他那时候发生的时间是在西元前八百四十年的时候。
It's around 840 BC.
然后这个约西亚这个被攻打。是我们在这边提到说被攻打进来的时候，这个加勒底的军队跟亚兰的军队攻打到耶路撒冷的这个地方的时候，是大概将近西元前602年左右的时间。
So in the Jeremiah 35, the time when Chaldeans were invading the southern kingdom, that was about 602 BC, 600 BC.
所以从这个利甲的儿子约拿达，一直到这个我们这一段圣经开始的过程当中，将近有两百到两百四十年左右的时间。
So it has been about 240 years since Jehonadab until the time of the story we have today.
然后我们来看一下哈，这个有关于利甲族原来居住是在这个以色列国的境内。
The tribe Rechabites, they live in the king, south northern kingdom.
是在北国，然后呢，迁徙到南方的犹大国，然后就是因为这个加勒底，也就是巴比伦，还有亚兰的军队攻到了这个犹大的境内。
So they migrate to the southern kingdom because at the time the Chaldean army was invading Israel.
他们跑到这个耶路撒冷来了。
So they ran into the city of Jerusalem.
所以这个时候呢，神知道他们在这里，就叫这个耶利米先知把他们找到圣殿当中来。
So God asked prophet Jeremiah to call the whole tribe into temple.
从第三节跟第四节里面可以看到。
So from verse 3 and 4 we can see.
里面圣殿当中有许多人。还有这个利甲族的这个后代，亚撒尼亚，他的领袖、兄弟、众子以及全族的人都在那里。
So from the verse 3 and 4, we can see the leader, Jezania and his brothers and all his tribe people, all of them were there.
然后呢，这个时候神叫先知耶利米把这个酒拿出来给他们喝。
So at this time, the God asked the Jeremiah to bring out the wine and to serve the tribe.
这个家族里面，至少有几十个人，甚至可能都有几百个人在那里。
The tribe have at least probably hundreds of them there.
耶利米问他，不是说你们要不要喝酒，而是把酒摆好放在那边给他们喝。
Jeremiah wasn't really asking them whether they want to drink wine or not, but to just display the wine in front of them.
这个圣殿里面的酒，我相信都一定是非常好的酒。
I believe the wine served out from temple must be a good wine.
一定是香气满溢，会喝酒的弟兄姐妹都知道，酒打开倒出来的时候，那个味道是芳香扑鼻。
So if you drink, so you probably know that when the good wine, when they poured out, the aroma was actually quite good.
结果没想到亚撒利亚尼亚，他却这个领袖讲说，他们从来没有喝过酒。
Unexpectedly, the Jezania and the leader replied that they have never drunk wine before.
不单单他没有喝过酒，他的兄弟、他全族的人、他的妻子、他的儿女都没有喝过酒。
Not only Jezania had not drunk wine before, the whole tribe, their wives, daughters, descendants, have never, all the brothers and sisters have not drunk wine before.
所以很多的东西其实有的时候没有尝过是一件好事。
So actually, there's a lot of things, if you have not tried it, it's probably a blessing.
我们是可以受到保被保守的，比方说毒品、赌博啊、酗酒啊、色情网站。都是从开始尝试到最后都不能自拔的。
For example, things like drugs, like gambling, like drunkenness, the porn website, they all started from a little trying.
神知不知道利甲族的人他们是从来不喝酒？
Doesn't God know that Rechabites, they don't drink?
神知道的。
God obviously know.
神只是要试验利甲族的人而已，为这件事情而已吗？
Is God simply want to test the Rechabites?
神为什么要耶利米去做这件事情？
Why does God want Jeremiah to serve wine and to do such thing?
其实我们从里面当内中就可以看到一件事情，神是借着利甲族的事情，让以色列人看见他们是利甲族是何等的听从的一个民族。
From the story, we actually know that God want to use this opportunity to show the Israelites how Rechabites they are obedient to His word.
所以这个利甲族的人，这个他约拿达在这个几百年前的时候就吩咐利甲族的人不可做四件事情。
So, hundreds of years ago, their forefathers Jehonadab told them not to do four things.
有一件事情要去做的。
But then there's one thing they ought to do.
四件事情不能去做的是不可喝酒。不可盖房，不可撒种，不可栽种葡萄树。
So the four things that are forbidden, they don't drink wine, build houses, or sow seeds, or plant vineyards.
要做的一件事情是一生的年日要住在帐篷里面。
One thing they need to do is to live in tents all their life.
然后呢，这个圣经里面没有解释这个目的，但是呢，却说。让你们在你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。
Bible didn't say why the command was given, but then it said the purpose or the end goal is to have them to live a long time in the land where they're nomads.
我相信他的这个祖先约拿达一定是为了他们的益处才去准备的。
I believe that Jehonadab, their forefather, was making such a command out of the good for the goodness of their descendants.
或许他是从神的这个话语当中得到启示。有关于这个拿西尔人是不能不喝葡萄酒，那他是也是被神所侍奉的这个条例在那里。
Maybe he was received a revelation, or maybe he has seen the example of Nazarites. Their example of not touching wines. So he have such a revelation.
在迦南地的时候，有许多的宗教的社会，还有他的一些社会的一些生活败坏的情形。那他借着这样子的交代，这些儿女们、他们的子孙们不要去做，是跟这些事情或许有些关联。
So through such instruction, I think they probably has related to has something to do with the canon the culture and the corruption at the time.
其实酒带来的这个之后的这个弊是多于利，对于这个产生的享乐以及过量的这个情形的后患是超过很多的一些问题出来。
So the overdrinking and also the addiction come from the wine is actually has more negative than its benefits.
所以以弗所书在五章十八节里面说到，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So that is why in Book Ephesians chapter 5 it says that do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with Spirit.
让自己的喜乐是从神而来的。乃不是从这个周围的这些饮酒或者一些世俗上的一些事情而来。
So that our joy can be in the Lord, not from the drinking or other secular or circumstances.
我们可以看到美国甚至中国在许多的一些电视上的广告，酒的这个广告是占非常大的比例。
So whether it's in American or in China, you can see that wine or liquor, the advertisement is very.Very popular.
这就反映当初的这个社会的情形在哪里。
Which can reflect what the society is about.
然后呢，有葡萄园就会酿酒。
And if you plant vineyard, then you will have wine.
然后呢，盖了房子以后就会居住在里面，就会种植农作物。
So once you have houses, then you will stay there and plant you will do planting.
那好了，很多人就会问，那这个有什么住房子有什么不好呢
？So some may ask then, what's wrong with to live in the houses?
但是没有什么不好，但是当时那个迦南地的环境如此败坏的这些行为，当你住在那个地方的时候，你就接近感染到那个些坏的习惯。
By itself, there's nothing wrong with it, but back then, the environment or the around them, the corruptions in Canaan, if you live in there, you will be affected by it.
所以当地甲族到了耶路撒冷，你想弟兄姐妹想一想，他们会去住在帐篷，还会住在房子里面
？So when the Rechabites they flee to city of Jerusalem, what do you think they're gonna live in houses or in tents?
我相信他们在耶路撒冷的时候，他们仍然是住在这个帐篷里面。
I believe they still live in tents, even though they were in Jerusalem.
那耶路撒冷的居民是如何来看他们？是不是看他们是像乡巴佬，或者是没有知识水准的人
？So how would the citizen in Jerusalem look at those Rechabites？
他们自己的感觉是不是觉得很不好、很羞愧、很羞耻，好像他们自己没有钱
？Do they feel ashamed like a country people just like the citizen of Jerusalem look at them？
比不上别人过的房子，还有我们确实，他们确实要住在帐篷里面。
So they live in tent, which is inferior to the houses, compared to the people in Jerusalem.
利甲族的人会不会羡慕耶路撒冷的生活
？Do Rechabites are they envy those people in Jerusalem？
我们在今天，我们的社会未尝也不是这样子。
Isn't that also true for us living in today's society？
基督徒要过一个圣洁的生活，其实世人也会觉得你是非常奇怪的。
It is also true that when we want to live a holy life, which probably is strange to the people in this society.
所以在希伯来书十一章十三节到十六节里面提到。
So in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 13 through 16, it says this.
他说到一个基督徒在世上的生活，自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的，是表明要找一个更找一个家乡。
So he said that we live, we are foreigners and strangers on earth. That is to show that we're looking for a country of our own.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
So if they had been thinking of a country that had left, they would have had opportunity to return.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
And therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天是羡慕地上的城，还是我们羡慕天上的城？
So brothers and sisters, do we envy a city on earth or a city in heaven?
我们今天可以住在地上里面，但是呢，我们是不是可以有一个像寄居的人，寄居在帐篷里面的人的心态一样？
So we can live on earth in houses today, but can we have also the mentality or mindset as a person living in the tents?
这些在地上的一切都不是属于我的，只是暂时的。我每一天做每一件事情，也不单单是为自己而去做的。
So, all the things we have on earth, they are all temporary. They are ours, but temporary. So, do we do everything because of what we need?
我们看见神在天上为我们预备一个更美的家乡，在那里等着我们。我们的人生就不是摊在地上。瘫痪在地上的一个人，而是过一个更高的属天的生活的人。
So we are. So if we know that God has prepared a city, in heaven waiting for us, our life is no longer like a zombie living on the earth.
所以神今天叫我们到哪里去，我们就能去。神要我们做什么，我们就做什么。这是一个客旅的，是一个寄居的生活。
So it is a foreigner's or the sojourner's life that God can call us to go anywhere, do anything at any point of our life.
然后我们是不是能够认识到一件事情？神为我们预备一座城在那里等着我们。然后我们今天能够过一个 住在帐篷里面的生活，随时可以动，随时叫神叫我们走，神叫我们服侍，我们都能够服侍的人。
So can we just be like a person who can live in the tent? We are mobile and we can move according to God's instruction to tell us where to go.
这个我们如果去见，我常常讲，我们去见神的时候，我们身上的内衣内裤。没有哪一样东西可以带着跟我们一起去见主的。
So, I often said that when we go meet God, there's nothing, including our shirts, there's nothing we can bring to see God.
所以圣经提醒我们，有衣有食就当知足，知足加上敬虔就是大力。
So, the Bible said told us that if we have food and clothing, we will be content with it, and that's great benefit to us.
所以我们就能够像亚伯拉罕一样过一个住帐篷的生活，可以像利甲族的这个后代子孙一样，也是过着这个住帐篷的日子。我们也能够凭着信心去过住帐篷的寄居的生活一样。今天是
So if we can live in tents the people like Abraham and also Rechabites, then we can live with the faith as like strangers of this world.
过的这个住帐篷的生活是不容易的，然后呢是要有信心和顺服的心去做的。
Living in tents, the life is not won't be easy. You need the faith and also an obedient heart.
这个所以约拿达却说：“你们的日子在居住的得以延长。”
So, but Jehonadab told them that the life on earth will be long for you.
我相信这个约拿达是看见他的子孙长远的益处而去吩咐他们去做这件事情。
I believe Jehonadab has seen the great benefit for his descendants, so that he instructed them to live in tents.
我们今天要住帐篷实在不太容易的一件事情。
It is very difficult for us to live in tents.
但是我们又有一个住帐篷、一个寄居的心态来在这个地上来生活的时候，我们就了解今天的这些地上一切事情不是属于我们的。
So if we have a mindset of living in the tents, then we know that everything we have on earth is not really ours.
我们会看见神的需要，我们会朝神的一切的我们人生的价值观和这个人生的利益，就会看到不同的一件事情，会以神为主而主。
We will see different things that we will see God's will as our will.
因为神为我们预备一个更美的家乡在那里。
Because God has prepared an even better home for us.
我刚才说到说这个约拿达到利甲族的子孙当中隔了大概有多久的时间？
How long did I tell you how long that's between the time of Jehonadab and the chapter we are reading now?
200+年。两百多年的时间，对，两百多年的时间，神在这里让以色列看见一件事情。今天利甲族的子孙在隔了两百多年之后，整个家族从上到下没有任何的疑问，去照着他祖先的这个教导教训去做，就像是中国的这个家训一样。
So it is like a Chinese their tribal rules. The Jehonadab, the people. Rechabites, they followed that instructions for 240 years without question.
240年的时间其实非常的长的时间，什么东西都可能会改变，包括今天美国的宪法都可以被改变的。
So for 240 years, things can change a lot. Even things like the Constitution of the American Constitution.
甚至圣经都可以被人家这个遗忘、被人家挑战、怀疑的一塌糊涂。
Within 200 years, even the Bible can be challenged or changed.
我要是利甲族的子孙，我会讲，会有很多的问题。
So if I'm the descendants of Rechabites, I probably have a lot of questions.
为什么要照这些做？时间你都已经过这么久了，时代改变了。
So why do we have to continue to follow the rules which is outdated and the world has changed?
难道只有住帐篷才是爱神吗？住房子就不是爱神吗？
Do you think that only living in tents is a way to love God? Couldn't we love God while living in the houses?
酒喝一点点，不要醉酒，那有什么关系呢？
Why not just drink a little bit? As long as we are not drunk, what's the big deal?
每天只吃羊肉、牛肉，我们都不要吃其他农作物吗？
Do we really just eat the beef and the lamb and without other vegetable?
我们不能撒种吗？我们这个种的这个葡萄园，葡萄园是卖钱又不是要自己来吃的，为什么不能做？
Why couldn't we sow seed? How about planting vineyard if we don't eat from the vineyard?
我们可以这样一直这样子问许许多的问题。
Then we can answer a lot of different questions.
这看起来是一个很不合理的要求。
So it looks like an unreasonable request.
但是利甲族的子孙做到了。
But the Rechabites, have achieved obeying those instructions.
不单单是做到了，一做就是两百多年的时间。
Not only they have done it, they have followed the instruction for 240 years.
不单单是做到了，每个人都做到了，从老到小，从男人到女人，从老到少都做到了。
Not only someone have followed, but the whole tribe.From the old to the young, they all have followed the instruction.
所以圣经里面讲到说，我们先祖利甲的约拿达所吩咐我们的话，我们都听从了。
So they said all the commands we have followed the command from Jehonadab. We all have listened and obeyed.
以色列百姓这个悖逆而不听从神的情形，神借着利甲族的这个例子，让他们看见到他们的情形相对的强烈的对比。
So disobedience of Israel's become a contrast to the obedience of the Rechabites.
接下来我们看到第二点。
So the second point.
这个在短短的十九节当中，我想弟兄姐妹来记得一件事情，把它画下来，就是这个听见这个字，听从这个字。
So in the short 19 verses, I ask you to maybe mark the word hearing.
如果还有弟兄姐妹记得两个礼拜以前。Pastor Helicon 教你们一个希腊文的字，希伯来文的字，有没有人记得
？So I don't know if you remember Helicon taught you Hebrew words 2 weeks ago.
我想大概没有人记得，因为你们的记性大概可能走到门口出去就忘了。
I think you probably forgot by the time you walk out of the door.
他讲到一个字叫 hesed.
The word hesed.
这个字是讲到神的爱。
It's a word of God's love.
那我再提醒弟兄姐妹，我们来今天来学另外一个这个希伯来文。
So let's learn another Hebrew word.
Shema.
Shema.
这个字的意思呢，是它本身字的意思是听从。
So the word means hearing and or hear to obey.
但是你里面可以看见，它有听见、顺从、宣告。还有其他的一些意思在里面。
So you can hear that there's different translations in the Bible. You can hear, obey, or proclaim.
那这个从十二节到十七节，神所说的一件事就是以色列不听从神的话。
So from verse 12 to 17, all God is saying is one thing is that the people of Israel who they don't listen to God.
对，然后接下来这个一而再，再而三，然后这个圣经。不是说给以色列听的，那我们基督徒也是一样，再而三，一而再，再而三的不听从神的话。
So actually, the Bible is not just rebuking Israel's, but also Christians in general that we don't listen to word of God.
Shema 这个字在圣经当中出现了1158次。
So Shema, the word appears about 1158 times in the Old Testament.
在耶利米书里面出现了184次。
And in Jeremiah, it appears about 180 some times.
所以你可以看出来这个字在圣经当中是非常重要的一件事情。
So you can see this is a very important word in the Bible.
然后呢，再我们来看一下这个在犹大的这个犹太人称这个生命记的六章四到九节里面，就是称为这个是 Shema。这个犹太人称生命记当中六章四到九节，就是这个这一段的经文就叫做 Shema。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4 to 9, that verse is the Jewish people called that section called Shema.
以色列人啊，你们要听。
Oh, hear, O Israel.
它的第一个字，事实上在原文里面，希伯来文里面第一个字是 Shema Israel。
So in Hebrew, the first word of that verse is hear, Shema.
对，就是讲到是听啊，以色列。事实上应该讲是讲听啊，以色列人你们要听。
So the word order is hear, O Israel.
但是以色列人百姓就是不听神的话，不顺从的百姓。
But Israel, they don't listen. They don't obey.
我们每一个人一天生下来，天生下来的时候，就是做一个不顺从的人。
So when we are born, we are the people of disobedience.
有没有人知道圣经当中第一个 Shema 出现的地方是在哪里？
Do you know, anyone knows that the first Shema, the word Shema, located in the Bible?
创世纪里面三章八节，弟兄姐妹把它画下来。
The chapter, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8.
当亚当夏娃犯了罪，吃了知识善恶树的禁果之后，然后呢，圣经讲说那人和他妻子听见神的声音。
So, in chapter 3, verse 8, is when, 3:8.
Genesis, is that? Genesis.
So then the man and the wife heard the sound of the Lord God.
然后呢，就躲藏在伊甸园的树林当中，躲避耶和华神的面。
So they hid from the Lord God among the trees of God.
本来听见是听见神的声音，神的话语，但是第一次出现这个听见，却是 the Shema 这个字的时候，却是人开始犯罪，离开神的面的地方。
So the first time the Shema, it was supposed to hear God, but then here, after they hear God, they become the first time human that run away from God.
人就不愿意再次听从的神的话，一直到今天为止，都仍然是这样子。
So we have been since then we have become disobedient or doesn't like to hear God's the word of God. Since
从以色列的例子来看，一个国家不听从神的话，会经历到许多的内忧外患。
So if we learn from the example of Israel, when you disobey God, you will have all tribulations and trials.
一个教会不听从神的话，就会软弱无力、萎靡不振，甚至都会消失不见。
So for churches, if you don't listen to God, you become weak and often become obsolete in the world.
一个人不听从神的话，事实上他在生命当中经历到许多的问题而无法解决，遭遇许多的痛苦。
So if a person do not listen to God, then you will experience many pain and unresolvable issues.
所以这个对我们的是一个很大的提醒。
So this is a great reminder for us.
然后提醒我们说，我们所有的事情上都要以神为中心。
So we have to focus on God in everything.
无论是我们所做的事情或上班，跟世人都是不一样，我们都能够得到神的祝福。
So whatever we do, even including we work, we are doing something different.
然后呢，我提醒弟兄姐妹，如果是出去玩，或者是有机会回到自己的家乡的时候
，So I'd like to remind you, if you have the time to travel out or go back to visit your home,
甚至放假的时候
or during the vacation,
把神带着跟你们一起走
，So bring God with you.
那你会讲说，张弟兄。我出去玩还要跟我提神的事情干什么
？So some people said, "Oh, I'm on vacation. Why do you have to bring up God?"
我们今天常常在教会里面把在这个属灵的事情跟属世的事情来分开来做。
So in church, sometimes we are separate what we do into spiritual versus secular.
其实这些事情都是分不开来的。
Actually, there's no such a separation in our life.
做任何的事情都需要属灵的角度来看一切的事。
So everything has a spiritual angle to it.
然后我们要将今天上世界上许多的事情是将人的需要放在神所的话语上面之上。
So we can see that in today's world, a lot of times we put our needs above the God's word.
比方说堕胎啊、离婚啊、同性恋的这些情形。
So things like abortion, divorce, homosexuality, things like that.
都是把自己放在为中心，然后呢，满足自己的需要，神和神的话放在旁边不要谈。
So it is all self-centered and just to fulfill or satisfy our needs and we can put aside the word of God.
考虑人的感觉、人的需要、人的意见，那就满足就可以了，其他的事情就不要谈了。
So we only want to satisfy how we feel and what we need. And
只要我们这个这就是我们人罪的问题，只要不把神放进来，什么事情都可以好谈，都可以好讲。
So that's the problem of our sin, that is we can talk about everything as long as we don't talk about God.
我们都可以妥协的。
We can compromise in everything.
然后呢，不用考虑到神符不符合神的心意去做这些事情。
So we don't have to worry about whether that is in God's will or not.
我们接下来看一下。在这个第十四节里面提到一件事情，说 15节、14节都提到说一个从早到晚。
So in verse 14 and 15, there's a word translated in English called again and again.
从早到晚这个字出现了11次之多。
It appears about 11 times.
它里面有一个意思是说有托付还有背负重担的意思。
The word has carries a meaning of entrusting someone or carrying a burden.
所以神说，我不但跟你从早到晚跟你讲这些事情，我还差派我的先知跟仆人去跟你们讲这些事情。
So he said, God is saying that again and again from day to night, I have been telling you, and I also sent people, my servant, to tell you.
这些事情不断的重复，让我们人听起来是非常的烦的。
So the repetitiveness is very annoying to us.
但是常常这些事情是强调一些事情是非常的重要。
But it is often because it's about very important things or instructions.
没有听进去，然后会再重复的说。
So because we did not take into our hearts, so they have to be repeated.
对，然后呢？所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在教会里面。我们学习一件事情，我们是不是来参加这个查经聚会，参加主日学，参加这个主日崇拜，在教会里面的服事，然后呢，一起来在祷告会和弟兄姐妹一起祷告呢
？So, brother and sister, have we tried to learn participate in the Bible study, Sunday school, worship, and serving with other brothers and sisters, and also come to the prayer meeting?
我了解弟兄姐妹的时间有限，可能不一定能够全部参加这些。
I realize that we all have time constraint. You cannot participate in everything.
但是神借着这样子的环境跟机会来再一次向我们说话，我们也能够借着这样子的环境的机会，我们来顺从神。
But God has will speak to you through the opportunity of the circumstance. He will be able to speak to you.
所以他讲说，主这个神讲说，我从早起来差遣我的仆人众先知去，然后说你们个人当回头离开恶道，改正行为，不顺从侍奉别神。
So God here says that again and again I sent all my servants to prophets to you. They said, each of you must turn away from your wicked way and reform your action.
这些如果弟兄姐妹记得看到这些所谓的动词。
So when you read those verb in those sentences,
这个提醒我们一件事情，我们想救援这个以色列人的事情跟我有什么关系？
It reminds us about answer to the question where the question is that how is this relevant to us? The Old Testament relevant to us today.
其实旧约的时候，以色列百姓是离开神太远了。
So in Old Testament, the people of Israel has been fallen away from God very far away.
我们今天在美国，事实上也应该要思考这件事情。
So in American today, we also need to reflect upon this.
我们个人的生活的行为，还有整个社会的一些环境在那里。
So the life we conduct and the society, situation in the society.
这边提到。这些人是在行在一个恶道之上。
They talked about the people in Israel. They walk in the evil. They walk on the wicked way.
神在这里提醒以色列百姓回头离开。
And God has reminded them to turn around and also reform.
先转过来。
Turn around first.
然后呢，再改正行为。
And reform the actions.
改正行为是一个调整自己的行为。
A reformed action is to making adjustment to your action.
然后离开了这些偶像，离开了他心中的这些所拜的这些别神。
So walk away to from the false god, the ones that we worship other than God.
不再去顺从，也不再去侍奉。
Not to worship, not to obey those false gods.
但是呢，这个神以色列百姓却没有听到神的所说的话。
But Israelis, they did not listen to God.
弟兄姐妹，你在今天在这个美国，你做这些事情的时候。是不是也是这样去想这件事情
？So when you are doing things like Israelis, do you thinking about the same thing?
当你付这样代价的时候，可能要会遭受到许多的一些别人异样的眼光。
So you may have to pay a price by looking differently by others if you follow the will of God.
这是我们每个基督徒在美国的时候都是需要去思考这件事情的。
So for every Christians in America, that's what we need to reflect upon.
利甲族听他的听他祖先一听就是两百多年。
So Rechabites they listen to their forefathers for 240 years.
然后呢，以色列百姓神终日一天到晚跟他讲这些话，他们却没有听进去。
But then the people of Israel they when they have the word of God day after day they did not listen.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。当以色列百姓离弃神的时候，他们不是一天就这样离弃了神。
So when the Israeli people when they walk away from God, they did not walk away in one day.
他是一步一步的忘记神的话，一点一点的放弃神的诫命，然后呢，与迦南的文化不断的去结合，而离弃了神。
They walked away from God gradually, step by steps, and eventually become one with the culture of Canaan.
从此这些事情不断的就融入到以色列百姓的生活当中。
And that culture become part of the Israelis' life.
从一个人、两个人，慢慢到整个以色列、整个民族都感染了这些事情，像传染病一样，没有声音，然后慢慢的扩散到整个以色列，造成他们整个民族离弃了神。
So like contagious disease silently move around and spread around the whole Israelis starting from just one or two.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天所处在的环境也是同样的情形。
So today's the environment we are in today, brother and sister, is exactly the same.
我们的教会，我们自己是不是也对神的话语，对很多的事情，神的诫命都是麻木的吗
？Are we numb to the word of God?
这个世界逼得我们把神的这个所交代的一切圣洁的事情、价值跟观念，让我们能够被跟他们他跟着他们一起随波逐流离弃神而去。
So, we're just following the world, just drift along with the value system presented to us in from the society.
不认识神的话的话，就没有办法顺从神的心意，就没有办法认识到神的好坏，就没有认识到神的好恶。喜欢的事情就没有神的标准在那里。
If we don't know the word of God, then we cannot obey the His desire, His will, and we cannot realize what God desires, and then we cannot live a life according God's standard.
因为今天的世界是没有善恶之分，只要所有事情能够被 justify, 能够调整出来，讲出一个合理的理由的话。都没有问题的。
So in today we hardly talk about right or wrong anymore. As long as you can justify that, it will be okay.
我们今天基督徒常常对世界事情是顺服的，对神的话语却是悖逆的。
So often Christians today they are obedient to the world, but disobedient to the word of God.
接下来。我们看到说神赏赐顺从他的人。
So lastly, we look at how God rewards people who are obedient.
你会看到说圣经当中哪有什么赏赐？
You probably don't see the rewards in the passage.
我们的价值常常是照着我们自己的喜好来看这些事情。
So we probably look at the things based on our preference.
你喜欢的，你才会觉得有价值。
You only value things you like.
然后呢？比方说，你跟很多人有些有名的人照相。
So if you take pictures with those famous people,
然后跟某某有名的人沾亲带故。
You probably want to have connection with the famous people.
然后觉得非常引以为傲。
And you feel proud of it.
这是我们的价值。
That's our value.
那我们来看一下这个我们能不能看神对利甲族的这个赏赐？我们能不能看这些事情是一个真赏？
So let's look at what been given to Rechabites and see if you feel that's really a reward.
十八节这个里面可以看到三个得着神赐福的原则。
So in verse 18, you actually see the three things criteria for receiving God's commands.
我希望弟兄姐妹把它记下来。第一个就是顺从吩咐。
Remember that one is to obey the instruction.
遵守一切诫命。
Follow the command, following all his instructions.
照吩咐的去行。
And have done everything he ordered. 我相信
这个就是讨神喜悦的一个最重要的方法。
So those are the things that are pleasing to God.
得神到神赐福的一个原则。
That's the principle of receiving God's reward.
如果你把这三点记下来，我相信你的老板都会觉得很开心。
So if you can follow the three instructions, even your boss will feel happy.
都会相信你是这样子做事情的一个人。
So he will think that you are a capable person.
然后呢，利甲族的人，请问弟兄姐妹，你们想过利甲族的人对于听从先祖的吩咐，忠心诫命的去遵守的时候，十九节就讲一句话，在十九节里面神就讲了。
So, have you thought about this? When after Rechabites, they obeyed the instruction faithfully. There's one way to just describe them in verse 19.
我们看到神的赐福，常常我们应该觉得是一个很实际可以摸得到的东西。
Maybe so we think that the reward from God is something that is tangible.
圣经讲说要赐你各样属天的福气。
So, Bible tells us God will give us all the heavenly treasure.
我们想一下，还不如给我100块钱来的划算。
We think maybe instead of that, we rather to have just $100 bill in our hands.
如果我们没有办法认识到神所赐给我们的一切的宝贵。
So if we cannot understand what's precious from God,
我们不会觉得那个是一件赏赐。
And we probably won't see this as a reward.
他说神对利甲族的人一个应许。
So there's a promise given to the Rechabites.
你从圣经当中在读圣经的时候，学习神有什么样子的诫命要求。
So we read the Bible and try to learn what kind of commandments or instructions are given by God.
然后我们甚至学习一件事情，神有什么样的应许跟回应。
And we also try to learn what's the promise and also what's the response we have.
神跟他讲说，你一定跟利甲族说，一定有后代的子孙。
They told them you will have descendants.
永远是被神记得的。
And they will remember by God always.
而且你的后代子孙一定会有人在服侍神的。
And your descendant will serve me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以你们相不相信，在雅各书写雅各书的那位雅各的时候，曾经都接受到利甲族的人帮助。
Do you believe that the Jacob who wrote the book of Jacob has received the help from the Rechabites?
有人在1882年的时候还调查过利甲族的后代有20,000多人。
In 1882, there was a survey. They still can find the people, the Rechabites people, tracing all the way back.
我们认识到价值，有一天我们的子孙就能像利甲族的子孙在神面前一样得到赏赐。
So if we know what's truly valuable, then our descendants will be like descendants of the Rechabites.
利甲族不是利未人，不是侍奉神所定的这些祭司。
Rechabites, they are not Levites. They are not those not the tribe that serve God as the priest.
但神却是。让一个不是利未家族的人能够世世代代在神面前侍奉，难道弟兄姐妹不认为这是一个非常荣耀的事情吗？
Don't you think that's honorable that God can let a tribe that is not from Levites, and they can still serve God, throughout their generations?
我们没有看到这样子的价值，我们就不会有这样子的羡慕。
If we don't see that as valuable, then we won't be envious of it.
我们最后来看一下我们刚才所讨论到我们所读到这些经文里面的一些点。
So let's review what we have just read.
这个我们可以看到利甲族的子孙是只听从人的吩咐。
So we hear that the Rechabites have all listened to the word of God.
然后呢以色列所听到的是永生神的所交代他们的话。以色列的是听到永生神所交代的。
I'm sorry, I got it wrong. So Rechabites got the instruction from some people, and Israelites they hear the instruction from God.
人的短暂的，他的人的祖先的短暂的吩咐，子孙却能够顺从200到240年的时间之久。
So the Rechabites they follow the instruction of their forefathers, who is just a person, for 240 years long.
以色列百姓却常常不听从。
But the Israelis they don't listen to God, who give them instruction directly.
那约拿达。他的这个祖先所交代所说的这影响， 不见得是百分之百绝对的。
So Jehonadab, the instruction to his descendants may not be absolute.
但神对以色列所说的警戒和吩咐，确实影响深远。存到勇士里面去。
But the word from God, which has a great influence or the impact to the life of Israelis.
我们看到这个神赏赐利甲族的这个遵守诫命啊，他对他们的赏赐。
So the reward given by God because of the to the Rechabites because of the obedience.
但是以色列百姓因为不顺从悖逆神的话语，最终他们被掳到巴比伦70年的时间。
So, and if we look at the opposite side, Israelis who is Judah, they didn't listen to the word of God, and they were exiled to Babylonian for 70 years.
你不会相信耶路撒冷曾经有一段的时间，他们满地的杂草，遍地都是倒闭的这个荒凉的废墟。
Can you imagine this was a time for a long time that Jerusalem was nothing but a ruin for the wild grasses and ruins.
利甲族的忠诚和以色列的背信做成一个强烈的对比。
So it's a great contrast between the faithfulness of the Rechabites and also the disobedience of the Israelis.
神借着这个利甲族警戒以色列的百姓他们的悖逆的情形。
So through Rechabites, God has come to warn Israelis.
我希望神今天也借着这一段的话再来警戒我们，提醒我们对神的话的诫命和他的忠心。
So I hope that the word of God today will warn, give us warning and reminding us to be faithful to God.
听见会带来行动的。
Hearing bring out action.
听见应该是会顺从的。
Hearing should bring out the obedience.
神的话语是有能力，若是你去听的话。
Word of God is with great power if you truly hear.
听从去把它行出来以后呢，你就会看见神的能力是在凡事都能够显现出来的。
So hearing, carrying out what you hear, then you will see the great power of God that in everything you do.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你借着今天早上的这样子沉重的信息。
Thank you for such a heavy message today.
再来提醒我们，主啊，我们对于你的话语的渴慕。
To remind us again, to desire your words.
我们能够听见你的话语。
That we can hear you.
我们更能够顺从你的话语。
Moreover, we can be obedient to your words.
让我们不是单单只有听见，却是没有顺从的人。
Let us not be a person who can hear but not to obey.
当我们听见的时候，就是顺从的时候。
The time we hear is a time. Let us have the time to hear and at the same time to obey.
我们照你的话语是绝对的虚实行。
We can follow your instruction completely.
在这个时代当中，做一个不打你折扣神话语的人。
So, in this world, we will be a non-compromised person.
主啊，你再来一次的帮助我们每一位。
Help us every day.
我们将这一切的感谢和赞美都归给你。
We give all the thanks and glory to you.
祷告祈求奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, I surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily.To Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. blessing for